We have evidence that this election has been rigged. There are gross irregularities, which the Electoral Commission of Zambia itself is aware of and has admitted that a number of results have been adulterated by people they don't know, but we know the people, some of them, are workers within the Electoral Commission of Zambia. The evidence of rigging of malpractice is there, and it is overwhelming. And we have engaged the Electoral Commission of Zambia that for the sake of the growth and maturity of democracy, for the sake of national unity and peace, we must verify thoroughly all the results. This must be done before any winner is declared. And our emphasis is on that, so that the declaration is based on the truth and nothing but the truth. We have evidence that there has been malpractice. The ECZ is aware of this malpractice. So our humble call is for verification so that truth wins in the end. Democracy grows and matures, and national peace and unity continue in this country.
But, Dr. Kadishios Banda, if you are not pleased, if the UPND is not pleased with the conduct or the irregularities that you said you have evidence to prove your case, why wouldn't you launch it at the Supreme Court and challenge it legally?
No. The evidence is already there. The evidence is already there, sir. And we do not want the winner to be declared before after the verification has been done. We want the verification to be done first. The winner must only be declared after the verification. We do not want to go to court after the declaration. That would be a waste of time. We want the declaration to be based on truth. The ECZ has evidence. We have evidence. We don't need weeks to have evidence. We already have it. So all we are calling for is that let us be patient, even if it takes a week. Let us verify together with all other political parties and all these question marks that the ECZ has, we have, other political parties have, let them be removed before the declaration is made. That's our call. The evidence is already there of malpractice, irregularities, figure switching, adjustment to digits and things like that. We already have the evidence. Let us verify. Let the verification be done in the presence of independent observers. We don't mind that. We just want the truth to prevail. We want democracy to mature. We want national unity and peace to continue here.
Dr. Banda, you're talking about verification. You are going to meet officials of the Electoral Commission. Are you going to raise this, and do you expect them to act on this call for all the results to be thoroughly verified?
Yes, Peter, we have already engaged them, and they have agreed that many of the results have been adulterated, and they agreed that we must verify. Now, we want this process of verification itself to be thorough and transparent and inclusive. Let any stakeholder participate. Let us verify. Let the citizens know the truth. Let the winner be the accurate reflection of their choice. That's all we want. We are not saying we have won. Oh, God, yes, our figures show that. But we are not saying that. We are saying let us verify. And if we haven't won after verification, we shall be at peace with that. But let us get rid of these question marks. And the ECZ itself is aware. They have evidence of irregularities, of rigging. So let's verify, let the truth prevail, and democracy will grow and mature in this country, and national unity, which is fundamental, national peace, which is fundamental, will prevail.
What has been the response of the Electoral Commission of Zambia since you called for these results to be thoroughly verified?
The Electoral Commission of Zambia should be commended. The Electoral Commission of Zambia should be commended. It's an institution that must be strengthened. Collectively, as citizens, we own it, we established it, we value elections, we value democracy. So this is an institution that the UPND, given a chance, would make independent. So they are agreeable that we must verify. So verify we should. Let us verify in the presence of all other political parties, including the ruling party. Let us verify and let there be independent monitors. And that way, the truth will prevail and national unity and peace shall be maintained.